This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Newly elected House of Representatives to convene first session today. Top political leaders set to address opening session. Prime Minister Balendra Shah discusses development issues with lawmakers from Madhya Province. Secondary education examination taking place today. Results expected within a month. And U.S. President Donald Trump updates nation on military operations against Iran. Now the news in detail. The newly elected House of Representatives following the March 5 elections is convening its first session today, marking the formal start of parliamentary proceedings. President Ramchandra Paudil has summoned both houses of the federal parliament to meet at 2 p.m. and will address the joint session in line with the constitutional provisions. The House of Representatives will meet at the multipurpose hall of the under-construction federal parliament building in Singh Darbar, while the National Assembly will hold its 20th session at the parliament secretariat. One of the key agendas of the session is the election of the Speaker and Deputy Speaker, which according to the Constitution must be completed within 15 days. The session will also review crucial legislation including bills on the Federal Civil Service, Police and School Education Acts central to implementing federalism. Meanwhile, top political leaders are expected to address the House during the opening session. From the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Chair Ravi Lamisane will speak, while parliamentary party leaders from CPN-UML, Nepali Congress, Nepali Communist Party, Shram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party are also scheduled to address members. Likewise, as part of today's proceedings, three ordinances are being presented by Home Minister Sudhan Gurung. The eldest member of the House, Arjun Narsingh Keshi, will chair the meeting, during which the date for the Speaker and Deputy Speaker elections will be announced. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held discussions with members of the House of Representatives from Madhya Province as part of ongoing consultations ahead of the national budget. The meeting took place at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singh Darbar. According to Manish Shah of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, discussions focused on urgent and long-term priorities in sectors such as health, education, infrastructure and agriculture. Lawmakers highlighted a wide range of issues including governance reforms, anti-corruption measures, social and administrative challenges and the need to speed up infrastructure development. The Prime Minister assured that the concerns would be addressed through relevant ministries prioritizing urgent matters. The consultations are part of a broader effort to gather inputs from elected representatives across provinces ahead of the national budget. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has directed police personnel to ensure accountability, transparency and people-centred service delivery. During a visit to the District Police Range Office, Kathmandu yesterday, the minister instructed officers to carry out their duties responsibly to maintain peace, security and public order. He assured that there would be no unnecessary interference in police work and praised the work for its role in controlling crime. Highlighting the police role in disaster management, he urged continued commitment in the sector and pledged to strengthen the force with modern training and resources. Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla has assumed office as Acting Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, becoming the second woman to lead the highest judicial institution. She succeeds Prakash Man Singh Raut, who retired upon reaching the constitutional age limit of 65. Malla follows Sushila Karki, the first woman to hold the position. As the senior-most justice, Malla assumed the role automatically under constitutional provisions. Her appointment comes amid delays in the formal selection of a new Chief Justice as the Constitutional Council has been unable to convene due to pending parliamentary processes. The Election Commission is set to resume voter registration and updates from April 5. The process had been suspended since November following announcement of the House of Representatives elections. According to Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, citizens holding a national identity card will be able to register their names in the voter list online. Those without a national identity card will need to complete an online form and visit their respective districts or provincial election offices to provide biometric details. The Commission has also made provisions to correct errors, update records of the death and migration, and remove duplicate entries through the online system. The Secondary Education Examination, SEE, conducted by the National Examination Board has begun across the country today. Examinations started simultaneously at 8 a.m. in 1,966 centres nationwide, including one in Japan. A total of 512,421 students in Nepal and 23 students from an examination center in Japan are appearing for this year's examination, concluding on April 12th. Authorities say all preparations have been completed and have expressed confidence in conducting the exams in a smooth and peaceful manner. According to examination controller Tukraj Adhikari, answer sheets will be checked on the same day at exam centres to speed up the process. The government has directed that results to be published within a month. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal held a telephone conversation with Minister of State and Foreign Affairs of the Portuguese Republic Paulo Rangel. During the call, Minister Khanal urged Portugal to reconsider the cases of over 2,000 Nepali nationals facing legal and procedural issues due to alleged fake accusations on official documents. In response, Minister Rangel assured that the matter would be raised with concerned authorities with a commitment to review the cases on humanitarian grounds. Likewise, Prime Minister of the Russian Federation, Mikhail Mishustin has congratulated Prime Minister Balendra Shah on his recent appointment, expressing confidence that the Shah's leadership would further strengthen Russia-Nepal relations through friendship, mutual respect and cooperation. Similarly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov congratulated his Nepali counterpart Sisir Khanal on assuming office. Meanwhile, Ambassador of the Saudi Arabia to Nepal, Fahad Mohammed A. Manekar, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav at his office in Kathmandu. During the meeting, both sides discussed matters of mutual interest, with the ambassador expressing Saudi Arabia's willingness to support Nepal's development and further strengthen bilateral ties. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Deepak Kumar Shah has announced plans to organise skills fairs in all seven provinces within a year. Speaking at a press meet, the minister said the program will begin soon from the Janakpur and expand nationwide as part of efforts to promote employment and develop skilled human resources. In addition, Minister Shah stated that preparations are underway to sign labor agreements with five more countries to expand foreign employment opportunities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the nation from the White House today, providing an update on military operations against Iran. Trump said U.S. strategic objectives in the conflict are nearing completion and vowed to finish the job, claiming the U.S. has significantly curtailed Iran's missile and drone capabilities. He also indicated that a ceasefire would be considered only when the Strait of Hormuz is open, free and clear. Earlier, the U.S. president claimed that Iran had requested a ceasefire, a statement Tehran has strongly denied. Iranian officials called the claim false and baseless, emphasizing that Iran holds no hostility towards the U.S., Europe or its neighbors. Meanwhile, military exchanges continue in the region. U.S. and Israeli forces reportedly struck targets inside Iran, causing fatalities, while Iranian counterattacks resulted in injuries and damage in central Israel. Bahrain, Saudi Arabia and the UAE also reported intercepting missiles and drones. The situation remains tense with both sides engaged in ongoing military and diplomatic maneuvers. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. With the combined influence of westerly and local winds resulting in partly cloudy weather conditions in many areas and generally cloudy weather across several regions of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Sudur Pashchim provinces, while other areas will likely experience partly cloudy skies. Thunderstorms accompanied by lightning have been reported in one or two locations in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. This afternoon, the weather is expected to remain partly cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions, while conditions in the Tarai will likely remain mostly clear. There is also a chance of thunderstorms and lightning in isolated areas of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces today. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 13 to 15 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Newly elected House of Representatives to convene first session today, top political leaders set to address opening session. Prime Minister Balendra Shah discusses development issues with lawmakers from Madhya Province. Secondary education examination taking place today, results expected within a month. And US President Donald Trump updates nation on military operations against Iran. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.